we have to do like a bunch of these.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do any kind of fucking editing. So we have to just boom, 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 knock a bunch of them out.
That'll be great.
Okay. So here, take this straw and blow the cocaine up my ass.
Sierra, you grab the cheeks and pull them apart.
Coming to you from high atop the mendacious building in beautiful downtown Chattanooga. It's the Booger Dash Syndicate. And now here's your hosts, Chip and James.
Okay, I'm not Chip.
I'm not James.
And this is us finally back.
Yeah, with a special guest.
Yeah. Do you want to go by your real name?
You want to use your real name or your porno name?
I don't have a porno name.
Not yet, you don't.
Yeah.
See, this is why it's fun.
Okay, so we have Lulu with us tonight.
Lululemon.
Was it
we're just going to call you Lemon Drop. How about that? Or what's his name? Lemon Grab?
What was
Lemon
it?
We're just going to call her. Her name's Lemon Grab.
Lemon Grab?
Lemon Grab. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Call her whatever you want.
Okay. Lemon Grab.
Okay.
If you pay her enough, you can call her whatever.
So what would you like to tell our listeners about the government's witness protection program?
What's it like living on the streets?
I think it's awesome. When I did it, it was kind of fun.
Yeah. I actually enjoy it, honestly. Yeah. Living out of my car.
How long has it been since we did one of these things? Almost like it's got to be a month, right?
Yeah. We put out that half-ass show, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. So it's
2 or 3 weeks ago.
This has been a it has to have been close to a month since we
started. We haven't made eye contact in over a month.
Yeah. You've been sitting in the parking garage.
Yep.
And
just hanging out, doing what I do.
Yeah.
Looking for collectibles on the ground.
Yeah. I found one today. I was gonna bring straws for these cop club cocktails.
We got some straws.
But a fight broke out at the fucking MAPCO when I bought them. This chick come in all methed out. She was driving a beat to shit white Ford Ranger missing the front bumper with Rubbermaid drawer stackers, ratchet strap filled with all of her shit, like over the top of the cab.
Yeah.
And I guess her boyfriend came inside and she came in and just kicked the shit out of him screaming, "If you ever talk to me like that again, I will beat your ass," as she beat his ass. She probably had like 75 to 100 pounds on her boyfriend. He was a little skinny, methed out dude that walked in by himself and was super happy. He was
talking. Did you say a white Ford Ranger?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure it's not those people?
No. Missing the front bumper?
That's what they drive too.
Missing the front bumper?
What does she look like? Is she real dark?
No, it's blonde hair.
Oh, no, never mind.
This girl's like Indian.
No, no.
Huh. This is lots of big methed out bitches live in this area.
Well, I did notice that there was a lot of people just wandering around in the fucking dark.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
As I was driving here, there'd be somebody in the middle of fucking absolutely nowhere just walking down the side of the fucking road.
Yeah.
You know what else I've noticed coming home at like 3:30 in the morning is there'll be somebody out in the middle of fucking nowhere just walking. And it's a lot of times it's girls.
You know, one thing I've noticed, my travels back and forth to work, that on 85 going north, there's a lot of people that just casually walk up and down the fucking interstate like it's nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even on the outside lane, on the inside lane.
Nope. I saw some dude doing that the other day on 75, just fucking walking down the side of the road. And I was like, there's no broken down cars anywhere back there. He just got on the fucking thing and started walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another dude that walks all around town here with, he's got a thing that hangs around his fucking neck and his phone sits in it and he has his headphones in. And I don't know if he's live streaming himself walking around at odd hours of the night.
No.
Or if he's watching TV, he just can't get enough of it.
He's watching Netflix.
Yeah. He's just Netflix and walking around town. He walked behind me one night when I went to
the taco joint. Yeah, I showed her the picture that you sent me.
The dude from the taco joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Del Taco.
Yeah.
That was another mistake.
Del Taco?
Ugh.
Yeah, your ass will definitely fucking fall out of you. So I went down to Florida, and one of the nights when I couldn't – there's a few nights. First night out. I go, I can't stand being around my mom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She's driving me crazy. So I went to this place called the Walking Tree Brewery. And it was kind of early. It was like maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I walk in and it's just a big open area with no fucking AC, just fucking ceiling fans, you know, just a big open thing. The brewery's in the back. And then this is what they call their tasting room. And the fucking governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, walks in. To the fucking bar. I shit you not.
And you bought him a drink.
No, fuck no. But they were trying to get him really hard. They wanted to get a picture of him drinking one of their beers. They wanted to put it up on their Instagram. And they kept trying to fucking offer him beers and shit. And I think they probably got one. But he was just fucking doing like a tour. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I go out. The second night I went to a buddy of mine invited me to this fish camp. And it's out on Lake Okeechobee. It's called J&S Fish Camp. And it isn't nothing but like a cement building. And these little bitty fucking cement cottages.
Yeah.
And their claim to fame is it's been there for over 100 years, right? They fucking – it's this little bar, which is barely a bar, sits right up against fucking Lake Okeechobee. And Lake Okeechobee's, you know, the big fucking wart on America's cock, that big fucking circle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm familiar.
It sits right up against it. There's a road that goes all the way around that fucking thing. And then there's like a 30-foot high dike that goes around the whole thing, right? So this dude rolls in there before I got there. He had already come and gone, but they were talking about it. He was in there. He rolled up on a motorcycle because it's kind of a biker joint and started running his mouth and fucking his name was Billy. He's telling everybody his name was Billy and he bought everybody fucking drinks and then he fucking bought a bunch of t-shirts and he fucking was. It turns out his name wasn't fucking Billy. It was Bruce Springsteen was in there like minutes before we rolled in. He rolled out. So apparently his daughter owns a fucking horse farm or works on a horse farm. And he does that drive around the fucking lake on his Harley with his buddies all the time.
And says his name's Billy.
And every place he goes into, he tells him his name is Billy. Yeah.
That's badass.
And but the people that are there don't give a fuck if he's Bruce Springsteen or not. They're just like, they don't give a fuck who it is.
Yeah.
Like even if he walked in there telling everybody he was Bruce Springsteen, they probably wouldn't give a fuck. They're just those type of like swamp people. They don't give a shit. Night number three.
So it got weird every night.
Every fucking night I left the house. Right. Yeah. This night I went to go see John, the guy that did the Mel, the Mama Tried song he did for us when it was Mel's birthday.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah. So we fucking – he was playing this little tiki bar that sits out on the water and then out in the back of it is all the boats from the marina. So there's like some kind of high-end boats and shit. So you've got all kinds of different people coming in and out of there. So there was – at one point, an old man walks into the place because there's showers in the back that like you go into the bathroom that the bar uses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the bathroom that the marina people use. So there's showers in there. So he was showing up from his job to just use the shower and then go home. Just knows where the showers are.
Yeah.
And he kept walking around talking about how he was, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. I love all you guys. I'm not gay or anything. And had to put in the I'm not gay or anything.
No homo.
Right. No homo, but I love you guys. And then there's Luke. There's this young dude named Luke who's a fucking commercial fisherman who was offering to give everybody free fish. Hammered. Everybody was fucking hammered by the end of the night.
It's Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. He was offering to give everybody free fish. Did a handstand walk across the fucking bar. wearing those white rubber fucking fishing boots.
Nice.
They call them Port Salerno slippers or fucking Fort Pierce church shoes is what they're called. Fort Pierce
church shoes. That's funny. Okay.
And the bartender was this little skinny chick who was working the bar. This is, and I dated a girl that did this exact same type of shit. She was a bartender. She was also teaching dance and ballet during the day and was telling me she had just got a third gig teaching tourists how to surf.
Who does that sound like? Let me grab him. Sounds like Andrea.
Just hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She works at a bar right now, don't she?
She works at a bar. She's an accountant.
She's a bartender at this bar. Then she's like an accountant for like three different bars.
Well, she's an accountant for like everybody.
Yeah.
Like she does everybody's taxes, but like these three different bars, she does all their taxes. And then she's got a kid and she's pregnant.
And she used to teach like hip hop dance. And she was a server somewhere. She was a server for a while. What else did she do?
Jesus.
She did something else for a while.
She's done everything. She went to school full time. I mean, just.
Yeah.
Everything.
So she's.
And she's great at multitasking.
Because it is Florida. She is serving drinks, hitting a fucking weed vape pen while she's serving drinks.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, do you. I started. What the fuck did I was asking for some beer that they did not have.
Yeah.
And then I go, well, fuck it. Just give me a Corona.
You asked for an IPA and she said, we don't have that faggot shit.
Yeah,
in here.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much what
happened. Okay. The thing is that it's kind of. That bar was kind of veered towards the tourists that roll in.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. They come in on their boats or whatever, or they just want to hang out on the water and drink beer. So I drank a Corona and I was like, well, this is garbage. I don't want to fucking do this because, you know, when we do the IPA thing, we're fucking like
used to it now, aren't you?
Yeah. Right. So I said, hey, can you make a margarita? She goes, oh, yeah, I make a killer margarita. And I'm like, oh, fucking awesome. Now, here's the other thing. I've also been doing the like really complicated tiki drink shit. Yep. So
a margarita didn't cut it either.
No. I said, what kind of – she goes, it depends what kind of tequila you want. And I said, well, what do you have? And she told me the name of their well. And it was like Kellogg's or some shit. Nice. Super generic. Yeah. Never fucking heard of it before. Said, well, I'm not doing that. And then it was like Horonitas and something else. It wasn't Cuervo. But I said, yeah, just make me one of those. So I watched her take the fucking cocktail shaker, the bottom of the cocktail shaker, pour everything into the bottom of the cocktail shaker, take a red Solo cup and put it over the top of the shaker, the thing, and then hand me the red Solo cup filled with what is supposed to be an excellent margarita, which was so fucking hard to drink.
That sounds disgusting.
I did not want to fucking disappoint her in any way. And then what else was there?
If you decide to get off the streets and come do this with us again.
That's the dog in there.
Oh yeah, what the fuck that was. But if you decide to come do this again, we'll do mixed drinks. We're real professional at it.
Oh yeah, we can do that. What did we have the last time that we did this? Like fucking
pina coladas.
Pina coladas. Yeah.
I don't like coconut.
Yeah, you don't like coconut? Mm-mm. We can do an actual Bahama Mama. We can do
those. Yeah.
So. This little skinny girl gets up and does a toast because she at some point everybody just started buying shots.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the bathroom and may have gotten a blowjob from a woman that looked like what's his name?
Val Kilmer.
No, fucking Werner Herzog.
And that's worse.
And I couldn't understand anything she said.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and I went out and sat down. She went out and sat down at the bar, and I went out and sat down at the table. And that was the end of that. And then I went to go take a piss later on, and there was somebody in the shower getting a blowjob. And I think she was just giving out blowjobs.
Ah, that's fucking awesome.
And I said to John, because there was a tourist there, and the tourist goes, I bought from a lady at the farmer's market today. A thing called gator juice. And I said, what the fuck is gator juice? And she goes, because John plays like blues, right? Pretty much blues, country, you know. And the girl was getting mad that he wasn't playing beach music, like fucking, you know, Margaritaville type shit.
Nice.
Which we're just in general opposed to.
Yeah.
Right? So she's going, yeah, I bought this stuff called gator juice at the farmer's market today. And she's holding it up and she's telling everybody about it. She goes, and it keeps all the mosquitoes off of you. And I said, let me see that. And I'm looking at it. And sure enough, there's a little spray bottle, a little tiny, like fucking 2 ounce thing, a spray bottle with a homemade label stuck to it. And I smell it and I'm like, oh, that's fucking Skin So Soft. Right. Mm-hmm. I said, she's just an Avon lady that just hustled you. She spent like 20 something bucks for this fucking little 2 ounce bottle of mosquito spray. I said, so this is the local hustling your ass is what it was. Right. So then we started, all the locals started going into this breakdown about like, how do you get fucking love bugs off the front of your fucking car? And how do you fucking, that whole zigzag thing. Yeah. You don't know what a love bug is?
No.
The love bugs are these little bugs that the conspiracy theory is that they were created in a lab in Gainesville at the college there. The same lab that created fucking Gatorade to kill mosquitoes. But it's not true. But they, once a year, they come in massive swarms in the state of Florida and they stick their asses together and fuck each other while they're flying. We have
them here. You remember seeing them at my dad's house all the time.
What are they
just like giant wads of them, and they would all be like ass to ass, stuck together, walking around.
No.
No,
No, they fly.
Yeah, these fly. Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I don't
understand. Well, anyway, we were talking about all this stuff, and I said to John, I said, you know, there's one thing that I get when I come to Florida that I don't get when I go, I'm in Chattanooga. And it's people from Florida giving each other tips on how to survive living in Florida. It's like, if you see someone doing a lot of fucking like stripping wires and shit in a parking lot, avoid them like the plague because they're definitely methed out of their minds.
You know, stay 50 yards away and don't even make eye contact from 50 yards away.
Yeah, because they will see it and they will think you have changed. No kidding. But that's how my whole fucking deal went.
Well, my whole deal has been a lot less eventful, I guess.
How many times in your, what, 4 weeks now? Something like that?
4 to 5 weeks.
How many times have you been caught pissing in a parking garage?
None.
You didn't get caught at all?
No. No. Oh, no. I think I got caught one time. Okay. So there's this dude that he comes to this parking garage every day, and it's an older guy. And I think he either comes when he gets off work or when he's on his lunch break, and he parks on that third floor of the parking deck, and he gets out and he just walks laps around the parking deck.
Yeah.
And I see him every single day, but he comes every day and he walks laps around the parking deck for exercise. And that's the main thing I've noticed about that area of South Carolina I'm in, is a majority of the employers up there give some type of incentive for you to exercise and lose weight.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a bonus on your paycheck, like you can wear a Fitbit and track, you know, your steps.
It might just be a fucking discount on your insurance.
It may be. Yeah. But that's one thing I've noticed. Because everybody up there is always fucking exercising. There's like always huge groups of people out running, walking. Even at the quarry I'm working at, there's always people outside like running laps around that place.
Right.
But so he comes every day, and I woke up one day, and it's the worst I've had to pee my entire life. I've never had to pee this fucking bad. And I had to pee so bad that I didn't even look out the window before I jumped out of the car, but I jumped out of the car and just fucking started pissing next to the car in the parking deck. So I'm standing at the back of the car pissing, and then I get back in the back of the car to change my clothes real quick. And then when I get out and walk around the car to get in the driver's side seat, he's standing at his car getting a drink of water, fucking staring at me.
Yeah.
But the amount of time it took me to pee, get in the back, and change my clothes real quick and get back around front, that means that he would have been walking up this one side of the parking deck and saw me pissing. Yeah. And then was at his car. By the time I got to the driver's side of my car. So I got caught one time, but he didn't fucking say. What was he going to say?
I'm surprised that there's not a lot of gay cruising going on in that fucking, in like parking garages.
Dude, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there is. Yeah. There's a, like every day when I go, like you can see the reflections off the fucking, the Trojan Magnum condom wrappers because how they're golden. You can see the reflections off of them on the ground.
That's why gay people like confetti so much, because you just look across the park.
They're like, ooh, sparkles. But yeah, every day when I go back, there's new condom wrappers and condoms fucking just laying everywhere. Yeah. And then sometimes I wake up and catch people like getting in the back seat of their car, or there'll be a car like parked way down next to me, and then I'll just be up and like I'll get in the front seat to charge my phone, and then like a dude and a chick will get out of the back seat and get in the front and then pull off.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's, did you tell awesome. Him about the guy that was taking naked pictures of his girlfriend on his car.
Yeah. So I woke up one day because I wake up to the sound of cars a lot, you know, because it's a parking deck, but not just like regular cars driving through. It's these kids with these cars that they've built, you know, at home. And they do like, they have like their own little car meets and car shows and shit in this parking garage.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's mainly on like Fridays. Cause so I don't go into work until late, like, you know, later in the evening. So around like 4 or 5 o'clock when all these kids have like gotten off work at 3, you'll just start hearing all these loud ass cars just fucking pouring into the parking deck. And then when I go to leave, there's like 100 cars on the second floor of the parking deck, all backed in, hoods up. Everybody's walking around and looking. And so one day I heard this car coming up. And I thought, okay, well, I got to get the fuck out of here because they're all about to start pouring in. So I put my dick up and put my pants back on.
Right as she's taking a drink, too.
You're welcome. Anyway, so I changed my pants real quick, my shirt, and I get out. And I didn't even look before I got out. I just get out of the back passenger side door, and as I'm walking around my car, this dude has like his Nissan Silvia like pulled sideways across some parking spots. And he's got this big ass fucking camera and his girlfriend's topless and like a thong,
taking photos pictures of with the his car
in yeah. the parking deck with just the white fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's on the phone with me. Like, he's like, 1 minute he's like, yeah, I'm getting out of the car. And then he's like, whoa, this guy's taking pictures of his naked girlfriend.
Well, what's crazy is like they heard the door close and they both looked. And then yeah. it wasn't even like,
just about their business.
Yeah, they were like,
yeah.
And just went right back to it. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
This is probably a brother and sister. It's probably a brother.
Probably.
In South Carolina. Yeah. So.
It wasn't Nissan.
It was more important to get the shots of the car than the sister. So
yeah,
yeah everybody's already seen the sister. My car is fucking nice.
Yeah.
So do you want to do news or do you want to do emails?
Let's do emails. Johnny stole a bike and rode it off a bridge. Aunt Sally says naked on a cake that's in the fridge. Cousin Keisha's 57 and she's ready for kids. Can you really sell your organs on eBay?
You can ask us anything, yeah, drop your best line. You can say it all on the call, email too. There's no limits on anything you and you can say or do. It's time for Paul's Big Hairy Mailbag. Robert from Tulsa, Arizona. Tulsa, Arizona. Is there a Tulsa, Arizona?
I don't think so.
Is it Oklahoma maybe? Whatever.
Who knows?
Hello, Fat Man and Goblin. I was just spanking it to the old magic porno machine where the plumber comes out because the MILF is stuck under the sink. You know the one. And I thought I'd ask a question. What is the one job that has never been a part of a porn plot? Keep up the good work. I'll hang up and listen.
Ooh.
One job that's never been part of a porn plot. Oh, man, that could be a whole new sideline of making porn. Job. Just fucking like finding odd jobs.
Well, I was going to say veterinarian, but that's not true at all.
Have you seen that one?
That's a whole different website.
Oh, yeah, with you the fucking horses and shit. One. Yeah, yeah. That's in the deep web.
Yeah.
I've seen the plumber. I've seen the pizza guy. I've seen the teacher. I've seen a lawyer. I've seen the pawn guy, the guy that owns the pawn shop. Then there's the guy that does just straight up fucking interviews girls for like modeling jobs. Accountant?
Daycare?
What
the fuck? Daycare. That's fucked up.
Okay. A whole new line of porn. The daycare guy.
No.
Wait, it's a line? All I heard was it hasn't been done.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. There's a whole series of girls getting stuck under sinks.
Okay,
in dryers and just weird shit. Like the electric, and the weird thing is the other part was when they start crossing fucking things, and it's like the girl gets stuck in the dryer, and her stepson finds her. It's no longer a fucking plumber or an electrician. It's some fucking like it's a family member that finds her, which is fucking weird.
Yeah,
that's I've never heard of a daycare.
No.
Okay.
Like a daycare teacher.
Yeah.
Because there's
so you go drop the kid off. So you'd have to have children in this porn.
Come to my office. We'll make this payment. We'll arrange this payment.
Okay.
They're talking to the parent or the kid?
The parent's talking. Okay. No, the parent is talking to the teacher.
Like, wow, little Timmy, your parents haven't paid in a month. So
guess what you get to watch?
We got
to
take care of this.
We're going to tie Timmy up in the corner and make him watch and starve this little fucker for life.
Go turn on Cocoa Melon.
What the fuck is Cocoa Melon?
Oh, my God, dude. It's crack for kids.
Is it? Really?
Yes. It's awful. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. It's just a little kid's cartoon.
I am almost positive that Robert had no idea we were going to start talking about kids.
Probably not.
Zookeeper. There's probably a line of Zookeeper stuff out there somewhere.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
God damn. There's like, they do everything, huh?
Well, yeah. That's why I said daycare teacher, because I don't watch porn, but I figured if kids are involved, it's not. It's not something that's going to be
okay.
Out there.
Well, that might be the deep, deep web.
Yeah. You have to have a VPN for that shit. You're okay. Paying money and going out of your way for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got Andrew from Parts Unknown. Hey, guys, longtime receiver, first time giver. That's nice. Yeah. I really enjoy listening to you gays pretend to play Howard Stern, but in a much better way than Howard Stern does.
That's nice.
Anyways, you guys ever took a finger in the butt from your wife, girlfriend, or dad? Please do tell. If not, I want to know why you were opposed to it and not man enough to take a digit up the old forbidden chocolate starfruit. Keep up what you guys are doing. I really do enjoy the show and always amazed with the things you guys talk about.
XXO XXX anal XXX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lots of kisses and hugs and then straight to the point.
No, I haven't.
Never taken a finger up the butt?
No, I don't think I have.
How old are you?
Neither have you.
Honestly, I think at a certain age, like I know you do all the time, but
no, he does not.
I'm sure at a certain age, it's not that I wouldn't want that. Yeah. I'm sure that the girls that I see are of a certain age where that wasn't the thing.
Yes.
And that they don't even consider it.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm sure that there are some out there, outliers in my age group.
Well,
but in your age group, I bet that that's a common thing.
He wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No. How would I know?
Well, you know girls in that age. Is that a common thing?
As far as I know, getting it done to them is something, but doing it to a man is
I have definitely done it to girls.
Yeah.
Well, like I'm not going to touch his bottom mouth. Like
his bottom mouth.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put a finger in
my bottom mouth.
I'm not going to
get over here and give me a kiss on the bottom mouth.
I'm not doing none of that.
I have had that done to me.
Tell that story.
Okay. I have had my legs thrown up and fucking
your bottom mouth.
Yeah. I have never felt like a little girl before in my life. But that girl threw my legs up.
And squealed.
And jerked me off with her and fucking like rimmed the shit out of me. And I may or may not have ended up marrying her.
No kid. That was your wife?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
My ex-wife. Awesome.
Yeah. That's funny.
I was kind of stunned.
So would you? Okay. So would you be opposed to taking a finger up the ass?
I don't know that I would be opposed to it, but I don't think it would really do anything for me.
Yeah.
But then I don't know.
Yeah. So you need to go to the doctor and have your prostate checked, because that would give you a decent idea
of what would happen.
Yeah.
You got to get the doctor with the old hook finger, right?
Yeah. Fucking you want the long, skinny, bony finger.
Yeah. Old man with giant fucking skeletal fingers.
Yeah. You don't want the short.
But
fat
it's also
got
to be an old man doctor that's there to not do his actual job.
Nah, it doesn't matter. That's okay. Well, that's not important. I'm going to drink a few beers before I go in.
I guess.
So at that point, it's, you know.
You know what would be.
If I'm paying for it.
Look, okay. If you're going to go as far to have drinks before, you also need to pre-lube before you go. So that way, when he's getting ready and he gets out the lubricating jelly to put it on his finger, you say, no need. Stick it in dry. I'm ready.
I'm going to.
What?
This is what we call the Highway to Pleasure Town tattoo. I'm going to get above my ass before I go in there.
Nice. So would you be opposed to doing it?
To doing what?
Jabbing him in the fucking in the downstairs mouth with your finger. Trying to make his downstairs mouth throw up.
I'm not gonna do it.
You wouldn't
because
do it?
No. Why not? Because there has been plenty of times where you've been like, "Will you look at my butt? I think I have a hemorrhoid."
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen your bottom mouth. I'm not gonna touch
it. So you wouldn't stick a finger in there?
No.
What looks okay, so there's
okay, right, we gotta get to the science of it. Okay.
Oh fuck. So what is it that's so unappealing about a man's asshole?
Okay, first off. Butthole hair everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. So the hair. Okay.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I'm on board with the that's gross.
Yeah.
Guys are fucking gross from the waist down, right?
Well,
from everywhere. Really.
It don't matter how hard you scrub.
Okay.
Dude, this is fucking gross.
The thing is like he takes a shower like, you know, every day, if not twice a day.
Yeah.
You know? But it's still the fact that he will shit like,
A lot.
Yeah.
And
but at least you know I'm empty though. There's not going to be any surprises when you pull out.
What if he did the old porn star trick where he fucking like really emptied himself out?
Yeah.
Did the whole enema, the whole nine yards.
Laxative, like I took laxative earlier. So if I don't eat,
yeah, he literally he took some what is it?
Maxitrate.
And he was like, and he was like, well, I need to really be empty.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder why, but...
I knew we were going to do this show tonight. I wanted to try something.
Okay, well, if y'all want to try something, but not me. I'm just not,
that's
like...
That's why James is wearing rain boots right now.
I mean, other women, yeah, will do it. Like, you had your story.
No.
So even if I cleaned out completely...
What if he waxed as well?
It doesn't matter. To me, I have OCD really bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have eczema from... I will... touch my dog.
So is
like
it
my dog can get a bath, I will pet them and then be like, oh, wash my hands.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I cannot. I cannot do it.
I can't imagine somebody with nails doing that either.
Huh.
Oh yeah, I keep my nails done.
I like the long nails.
It would cut you a little bit.
I don't
it
care.
Would take you a little jab, a little cut.
Okay, here's another scenario. Okay. Since you're so OCD and you're worried about, you know, the grossness.
What if bottle of alcohol?
Well, it doesn't even matter. Like since I have nails, if I decided to do it, could you imagine like long nails already get a lot of bacteria and shit.
You got to clean underneath your nails?
Yes.
So your nails don't fall off?
No.
You don't get that bacteria that rots away your fingers?
I've gotten my nails done for the last 4 years. I've never had a problem.
No?
I wash my hands so much like...
So I have one last scenario.
What?
Okay, so
he's trying real hard.
Here, yeah, I'm trying to.
Well,
sell
he can
it.
Try all he wants, but he's tried many things.
This
and
is
never
pegging.
No, those I wouldn't be okay with pegging.
You would? If would she be okay with pegging? If,
okay, but
even if you weren't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay. Coming from a very modest person, what is pegging?
Okay, let me go through my scenario
can
first.
Can we tell her? Can we tell her? I want to tell her so bad.
Okay, okay. So my scenario: we're in the shower. We are all soaped up. It is nothing, but there's no skin showing. There's no hair. We are nothing but suds. You still wouldn't slip a finger in.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because I know what is there and I know how it is.
Okay.
You don't really, unless you've stuck a finger in it, though.
That is true.
You don't
that
really know what's going on there.
Well, if you want to know, ask his mother.
Your mom has stuck
God
a finger
damn
in your
it
ass?
How would you bring that up? Okay, so now I got to tell the story about my mom fingering me.
Oh
no, she did not finger him.
She did.
He was like what between 4 and 6.
That makes it much better.
I was
no,
like 4 years old and my mom
playing,
fingered me.
No, he was saying that you know he was sick and she was the doctor.
This is a real coming of age tale.
And he was...
Wait. This was a like a scenario that she came up with. You're sick and I'm the doctor.
No, that's him. No, it was
no,
him.
My mom came up with this.
Okay.
This was hers. Like, the scenario was hers.
Well, you also... I never know because he also used to tell her, Mama, you're so sexy, I'm going to marry you.
I was fucking... I was like 3 and 4 years old.
It doesn't matter. That's...
Whatever. Our 4-year-old told me that she was going to marry me one day.
But she's
yeah,
a girl.
But did your, whatever. Did your daughter say that you were sexy?
No.
Then she was going
to. Yeah.
No, she did not.
She said, you're so hairy and sexy.
No.
I love how hairy your butthole
is. Our oldest daughter. Shut up.
If only my fingers were bigger.
Our oldest daughter said sexy for the first time the other day, and it was because on the radio they decided to play the old ass song. I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, no way.
Yes. And nice. I was sitting in
it's
the car.
It's a catchy tune.
Well, we were sitting. I just had gotten her off
get
the bus.
You want to get her to stop singing it?
Well, I told her.
Show her the fucking bald motherfuckers that are singing that song.
Well, no. I mean, it's not a bad word, but we had just gotten home from the bus and that song was playing and we were just kind of like all jamming out in the car. And she was like, I'm sexy and I know. And I was like, don't say that.
It is a tell. It is a tell when a child says words like sexy or hot and shit, like a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, there's something disturbing going on with that kid.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, so
fucking Andrew and his goddamn emails fucked us all up.
this scenario thing with my mom. So my mom was an ER nurse at the time. And I don't remember if it was her or my dad that came up with this whole thing of my name is Marvin and I got pneumonia.
Okay.
And a squirrel stole my nuts.
wait, what? Scenario.
So for Christmas, I got this little like doctor bag. It came with like a little plastic stethoscope, a little syringe. Or no, it didn't come with a syringe. I had the bag, the stethoscope, and then like the little thing where you look in somebody's ear. And I think that was it.
Uh-huh.
And then so I'm laying in the bed between my mom and dad. And I'm going, my name's Marvin. I got pneumonia. A squirrel stole my nuts. And then you can tell the rest of it, Sierra. Or lemon grab, whatever you want to be called.
So, you know, she's like going to check his temperature.
Yeah.
Well.
Pretend.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she was giving me a shot. Was it temperature or shot?
Well, she checked your. Just shut up. You said you want me to tell her. Shut up.
Well, I don't remember.
No, temperature, like head temperature.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, you have a fever. I'm going to give you a shot. And, you know,
that's
kids,
what it was.
Some like babies sometimes will get shots in the butt.
Yeah.
Well, she was going to use her finger and just, like, poke his butt. He moved.
Oh, he does that to me, too.
Yeah. I'm a wiggler.
He's like, ha-ha, got you again.
So he moved. And when she went to poke his butt cheek, her, like, she said, like, this, I mean, they can't, but, like, this much of the tip of her finger went in his butt.
Right.
Yeah. Through the underwear. Yes. And she said she kind of freaked out. And the whole time he was just kind of calm, you know, whatever. And he was like,
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, Mom.
Thanks. Like, did you find my nuts?
Okay. Yeah.
So you want to know about butt touching, ask his mother. I'm not the one for that.
Okay.
Okay. She's got to read the last email. We got to get past that fucking.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So our last email.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brenda.
Come on, Samantha. Into the mic.
Okay. Justin from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hey, I was just wondering, .. if you could see any celebrity or person from history naked, who would it be? I already know mine.
Do you?
God damn.
Well, okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp?
Mm-hmm.
He's a little dude.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, Liam Neeson, J. Cole, Will Smith.
She's weird.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. She likes old guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love Liam Neeson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Whoa. I would see any of those dudes naked.
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't care. It doesn't even have to be a sexual thing. I just want to see people naked.
Sexual or not, I want to see any of them naked.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see, name some women, you know, too.
I want to see Jason Momoa climbing a rock wall fucking naked.
Naked.
Yeah. He is not as fine as everybody thinks he is.
No, I don't even care. I just want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be attractive at all. I want to see the methed out fucking blonde that was beating the dude's ass at the fucking tobacco. I want to see her naked too. Yeah. If they were both naked, that would have made fucking the world so much better to me.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's a lot to unpack.
Well, this is y'all's question, so.
Oh.
Of anybody. In history.
Oh, it can be any celebrity or person. It can be mm-hmm. anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this chick that used to work at Walmart in the town next to me.
This was a trick question. Your wife sent it in. You failed hard.
No, wife didn't send it in.
You were supposed to say, my wife.
Well, yeah. Wife didn't send it in, but this is wife.
My wife's the only woman I ever want to see naked.
There you go.
They're scared.
Right and now. Jennifer Tilly. Shut up. Me and him both decided Jennifer Tilly.
We both agreed.
Jennifer Tilly?
That whenever we're ready for a threesome, we're calling up Jennifer Tilly.
Young Jennifer Tilly or old
it
Jennifer
Tilly? It don't matter. The bitch still looks good. I like her now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think either way, the bitch still looks good.
I think she needs about 10 years of smoking Pall Malls without the filters.
Yeah.
I think so no matter
what. Fucking...
I'm also kind of cool with Vicky from Waterboy.
Vicky from Waterboy. Yeah.
The chick from what was the other movie she was in?
Oh my
god,
The Craft. Yeah. There are girls that just look dirty, like they're gonna do dirty stuff,
and Vicky, that is her.
That's what Vicky looks like.
Yeah.
You see,
it's not. I don't even think it's really that. I think it's just the attitude she has in the movies that she's in.
Dirty.
I think that's what
really
it is.
That's wild.
You see how she just looked at me? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's only because when she acts like an asshole, it's okay. But when I'm an asshole, it's you're an asshole.
Well, because I get to watch her just be an asshole for an hour and a half to 2 hours tops.
Yeah. At some point, if you get to watch me like one day because ass works five days a week. If you were naked being an asshole, everything would be cool.
Yeah, no, he's still like, I like your butt, but you're being an asshole.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into a fight in the shower and she gets out. I'll say, nice ass, but you're still being a dick.
Okay. So I noticed that at the end lately of every show that Bert and Tom is on, their show,
yeah,
that they like to say I love you to each other.
Oh, really?
And since they've stole everything from us, the urine therapy and fucking...
I didn't tell her about that shit.
Oh, have you told her about all the other shit that they do?
Well, yeah, he's told me a lot of stuff.
Dude.
So now the whole...
No, but I believe it because I don't even watch them. And after he would tell me, I would watch it and I'd be like, I heard this firsthand from y'all.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Yeah. So like the urine therapy thing that we started doing like a year ago that
they have just now started talking about.
Yeah. Right. And I still talk about it because I still get fucking notifications on Facebook from these urine therapy groups. So
well,
now
which one's wife does what?
What do you,
Tom's wife is a comedian.
Oh, I bet you I'm funnier than her.
Okay.
I can see her naked too.
I would see Tom naked.
I'm just very curious.
Bert, well, you can see Bert naked online. There's tons of naked pictures of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bert is the real like high strung loud one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like him better than the other one.
Huh?
Really? Oh, that's a personality fucking thing. Like,
yeah.
Too, because like, do you like the Three Stooges?
It depends.
Like, girls tend not to like the Three Stooges, and guys tend to like them.
Yeah. I liked them growing up.
Okay,
yeah,
so
they don't get slapstick for whatever reason. Girls, well, don't,
no,
don't
no,
get
no.
It.
Like the whole thing about all of this is like when y'all stuff is funny, but to me, I have a whole different like personality than y'all's funny.
Yeah, that's what most of our listeners say.
Yeah, you just have a different sense of humor.
You guys,
that's fine.
I'm sure you guys are funny somewhere, but
we're just here for the intro. No, see, but y'all's funny is more of like a serious, like we're going to talk about serious stuff and make fun of it funny. My funny is like
silly.
Just like whatever.
Do you know who Lemon Grab is?
Yeah.
Adventure Time.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. Adventure Time.
It's
a lemon off Adventure Time.
You'll have to show him.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Paul is ruining the show.